Welcome to the Stewardship Coaching Podcast of William F. Robertson and Associates, where we explore where your faith and finances intersect. As financial planners, we understand the importance of money. As Christians, we believe God has more for us. Please join your host, Richard Truitt, as we continue on this journey together.
Hello again, this is Richard Truitt, and I'm also again joined by Bill Robertson, and we're going to discuss the Sabbath Economics Covenant of Negative Capital. Negative capital is a fancy way of saying debt. Obviously, we're awash in debt. Our government has borrowed too much. We have borrowed too much. I have heard the average American is 2 weeks away from filing bankruptcy, meaning if a calamity were to occur, such as losing their job, they have very little cushion to fall back on before being overwhelmed by unpaid bills. Bill, do you have any comments about, as we begin, on negative capital?
Well, one of the things that goes back into the 70s and 80s when I first met Larry Burkett, and he always quoted the scriptures and indicated that the borrower was the servant of the lender.
From Proverbs.
And what I think that indicates is that when you have an obligation and it's expressed in debt, then not all your options are open to you. And it's not to say that all debt is wrong, but you have to have the realization that you have obligation to other people, and sometimes it would be very difficult to respond if God were leading you in a particular direction. So there is that idea that there is a form of bondage that is attached to debt. As long as you meet the obligation, then you're not going to be actually in bondage. One of the things, I guess it goes back to my background, I'm part of the silent generation. And debt has always been something that I have tried to avoid. So me not being in debt is not all that admirable. Most of the time I've just been fearful of it. And it's been something that I have not allowed myself to get into.
Right. We recently saw a study by Neil Howe. And anybody who's known us for a while knows how impressed we are with their research. There's a webinar on our website on the fourth turning that's based on his research. But he was talking about how the silent generation doesn't have that much debt. The boomer generation, which is those people born between 1943 and 1960, per his definition, have more debt. We're starting to see that. But my generation, the Generation X, those born between 61 and 81, we're drowning in debt. And apparently my generation borrowed excessively in an attempt to keep up with our parents, with the boomers. We kind of adopted their lifestyle. And maybe I'm being sensitive, but the house seems to take delight in saying the Generation X, of all generations, has been kind of screwed because we have all this debt. The stock market has not performed for us like it has for the boomer generation. And we're kind of in bad shape as we near retirement. The millennials, those born between 82 and 2004, have seen the struggles that the older generations have with debt and avoided it. That doesn't count student loans, unfortunately, which have now become the largest class of debt outside of mortgages. And they really are in bondage, as you would say, right?
Yes. And one of the things, and when you look at debt, I mean, it's not an isolated thing. It's a function of the way we've allocated our resources. And I know there's a lot of talk about budgeting and allocating certain things for emergencies, but many times that's not done. And the thing about it is that if we plan just on what we can see, then we're never going to take into considerations that things can change. Like in the Old Testament, famines do happen. And Chuck Bentley with Crown Financial, you know, indicated.
He gave a talk.
Yes, he gave a whole talk about how we need, really in a sense, not to plan for the famines, but to create margins. And that's a function of the way we look at the way we consume. Do we actually think in terms of what we're seeing is not all that there is, that we need to set aside things? We need to set aside reserves. A lot of times debt will result because we haven't set up reserves funds for washing machines and cars and things such as this.
And you think that's a spiritual problem in a sense? That
I really do, but once again I go back to Larry Burkett because I guess I sat at his feet for a long time. But he always had this expression of presuming on the future. In other words, it's this type of thing that we just presume that everything's going to be like it was in the past. And that just doesn't show wisdom. It doesn't show foresightedness. And once again, that in itself may not be wrong, but if it's a function of bad planning, then something, you know, can be done about it.
And we talked about Sabbath economics. This kind of helps you reorder your desire. And that's what was
right.
Fascinating to me about the Neil Howe research was, is that we've allowed, as a generation, we've allowed society to dictate how we spend our money, right? And
yes.
That's and by using debt and presuming upon the future, we've kind of put ourselves in a corner and put ourselves in bondage and aren't able to follow the life that God has for us.
Well, that's exactly right. Once again, I just look at my experience, and I've had a lot of it. But the other thing about not having margins or creating too much debt, or really, I guess, living for the moment, is I remember back in the 80s that, I still had this feeling about debt that it wasn't good. But I allowed myself, through investments, to create some debt. And the thing I remember, the painful thing I remember, a lot of people were in trouble in the 80s. And I was not there to witness to them or minister to them because I was taking care of my own problems. So I really had to repent of that. But it's made me very, very sensitive that I want to live a life that's not consuming everything that I have in the moment. Not only so I won't get into difficulty, but so if something does happen, I will be available as a witness to the culture and to the society.
That's a fascinating way of look at the issue, because mm-hmm. normally we are so self-focused that it's just, you know, what does it mean for us,
right.
being in debt? I remember counseling a young couple who had the husband had a lot of student loan debt. So that wasn't debt so much that he had created because he was wanting more stuff. It was just poor planning and looking at I don't know why he had so much student loan debt, but he was even counseled. They were counseled by their pastor not to get married because of the stress that debt would put on the relationship. And he was very environmentally oriented. I would call him a tree hugger, so to speak, and was having to work as a landman for an oil company. And it was so against his nature, his beliefs, that it just caused him a lot of stress. And again, it goes back to not living the life that God would have for you.
Well, once again, when you talk about Sabbath economics and all the things that it's actually involving, it involves kind of a rhythm to life. In other words, it's this idea that God has provided enough, and it's really kind of us, up to us to manage what we've been given.
And that's being a steward.
Yeah, and actually being a steward, which is taking care of things that God has given to us. And we were discussing this morning about even the student loan deal, that I know there's a college called the College of the Ozarks. And it's a college that actually the students work for their tuition. Now, I'm not saying that can happen everywhere, but that's so far from the experience that we have now that somehow or another, I know my grandchildren, you know, they work during the summers. And once again, it's the rhythm of that particular experience that tells them that, you know, it's that life has some rhythms to it, that you got to put something in to get something out. And if you create negative balances, if you create debt, then somehow or another, you're not going to have the options. And particularly, you're not going to be, maybe particularly be available to God's calling when it happens. So it's a pretty sensitive issue.
Do you have any words? I mean, obviously, people who are drowning in debt, they know they're in bondage. They know that the alligators are all around them. Do you have any suggestions for, I know there's no silver bullet, but for the people who find themselves in debt?
Well, you know, once again, just to recognize it, to understand that mistakes have been made, if you want to say, kind of repent of that, and create some type of vision where they want not to have that burden, where they want to be available in case God calls, and have that vision so strong that it gives them the intention and makes it where they're willing to stick to it and create methods to get out of that. And it's not just to get out of debt so, you know, you can spend more money, but it's getting out of debt to be a good witness and be available to God.
Okay. That's debt is obviously can be one of the most corrosive impediments. I knew I was going to have a hard time with that word. To your reaching your long-term financial goals. But more importantly, the bondage, as we discussed, creates tension. It creates God just, you cannot live the life that God had for you. But hopefully, you know, we can help you. There is no silver bullet, as I said earlier, but we can help you structuring your finances to retire the debt. So if we can help, I hope that you will let us know. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to another Stewardship Coaching podcast of William F. Robertson and Associates. To pursue this discussion further, please look to the resources on our website, www.wfrplanning.com. Our contact information can be found on the website, and we'd love to hear from you. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated.